Be a producer, not a consumer. Remember the golden rule of money. Wealth flows from consumers to producers. This has always been the case, and this will always be the case. If you want to get rich, you have to go from consuming to producing. What do I mean? Take an example of social media. Let's take Mr. Beast in particular. Mr. Beast regularly gets hundreds of millions of views on his videos. It's insane the amount of people who watch his stuff. Every single video has hundreds of millions of views. But do you think Mr. Beast himself is out there watching videos like 100 million Orbeez in a swimming pool? No! He's a producer, not a consumer. He's producing content, not consuming content. As a result, the wealth of the masses ends up in his pockets. Money flows from consumers to producers. Instead of mindlessly consuming everything, always be thinking, how can I add something? How can I contribute? I'll give you an example. A friend of mine asked me if I knew a good crypto education course. I did not. I thought, how can I add something here? And then I spent a few months learning about crypto, and I made my own crypto course, and you can check it out at teachyourselfcrypto.com. teachyourselfcrypto.com. I later monetized the course by adding verified certificates that people could pay for. Now, if I was a consumer mindset person, like most people are, I would have said, hey, too bad there's no good crypto course out there. Huh, that YouTube video looks interesting. Let me go watch 100 million Orbeez in a swimming pool. If you are asking yourself, how can I add something? How can I contribute? Then new video ideas, the new ideas for businesses, new ideas for products, all of that will keep popping up in your head. You will never get rich by being a net consumer. It's not possible. If you want to be successful, you have to produce. Now, you have to understand, some consumption is fine as long as it benefits you. Let's say you want to do pull-ups. You can watch a YouTube video on the right form, the right technique to do a pull-up. But at some point, you have to understand that you will not get anywhere without actually going to the gym and doing some pull-ups. It's fine to consume a little as long as it benefits you. But unless you want to stay poor, you have to always produce more than you consume. Ask yourself some simple questions. Are you spending more time writing than you are spending time reading words on a screen? Are you spending more time making videos than you are spending watching them? Are you spending more time creating content for social media than you are spending consuming it? If not, then you are probably a consumer. So this begs the question, how do you become a producer? And I strive to always give you actionable advice, not theory. So here is a super simple way on how you can change your mindset from a consumption-oriented mindset to a production-oriented mindset. Take out 1 hour of your day, or as much time as you can dedicate. You know, it could be 45 minutes, 3 hours. But 1 hour should be enough in the beginning. What you need to do is that you need to use that time to produce anything of your choice. It could be a bunch of tweets, a YouTube video, a podcast, a new product, a blog post, etc. The only rule is that you have to publish it every day and you have to let the world see it. You can't just make it and keep it in your computer. Make it and publish it. Just 1 hour of the day. If you have more time, then you can use more time. But 1 hour of the day, use that for production. Create something, anything, and publish it. Let the world see. Do it every day. Sooner or later, you'll find that more and more ideas start showing up in your head. From business ideas to ideas about blog posts to ideas about how you can create or sell a product. ABP, always be producing. Always be publishing. ABP. And that's all for today. Produce something and publish it for the world to see. Do it before the day ends, because leaving things for tomorrow is a loser habit. If you like this video, well, let me know in the comments below. And this is your host, Harsh Strongman. Have a good day, and I'll see you next time.